This Diamond Insight takes us to the West Coast with Cal head coach Dave Esker. Coach, a lot has obviously happened in the last few weeks with your baseball program. Let's go back to the announcement a few weeks ago that Cal baseball was going to be eliminated after this upcoming 2011 season. First, how was that news broken to you? How did you find out about everything?
Well, we had individual meetings set up on a Tuesday with our athletic director, and it just kind of felt like there was going to be a State of the Union address, but what it turned out to be was you would no longer be part of the union address. So it was a shock and a blow, and I mean, hey, you have to acknowledge there's financial problems in our state, obviously, and in our athletic department, obviously, but you didn't think that they would eliminate one of the top six sports of our conference.
Was this even on your radar at all, that anything like this might happen?
No, we weren't. Other than general, notices that anything could happen, and then obviously at Cal for a number of years, it's always been up in the air that sports could be cut because we carry so many. We have 29 sports, and that's high for any athletic department. And our funding numbers are low for those number of sports. I think some other athletic departments operate with a higher budget, and they have 7, 8, 9 less sports.
Anytime a men's sport gets cut these days, Title IX is one of the first things that always gets brought up. And you mentioned budget. In your mind, was Title IX at all part of the equation in the case of Cal baseball?
Well, I don't think so initially. I don't think as baseball standing alone and being able to be part of the equation for budget reductions, I don't think that was necessary as far as the Title IX equivalency. I do believe that it is a factor now, because you can't bring back a baseball program without bringing back the proportional number of women athletes back. So what started out just maybe as a financial issue now is both not only financial, but it's a Title IX issue as well.
So where are you then along those lines? Because the word that we've heard here recently is that if you're able to come up with the money to fund the program, that you will be able to keep baseball. Is there going to be an issue then with Title IX in mind?
Well, absolutely. Baseball will not return unless the proportionate and equivalent number of female athletes are returned to the athletic department as well. So I think it's pretty safe to say baseball won't return unless lacrosse and gymnastics return and are funded also. So it's a little more complicated than just baseball raising its budget.
So is there an effort going on with those women's sports then to try to come up with the funds to save their programs then as well?
Yeah, there are. There are efforts behind the scenes to try to organize and consolidate efforts to try to make sure this is focused and to bring back sports. I think what it will end up coming down to be quite honest, is that it's a coordinated effort, because one does not exist without the other. So there's still a lot of planning stages, and also just almost at this point really waiting for definitive numbers as far as what would it take for reinstatement. We've already been told that it's not just 1 year's worth of money. You're not just going to raise 1 year's worth of budget by yourself a year and then come back. I think they're looking for a greater commitment than just 1 year. So we still haven't been given the definitive target yet. So it's still a lot of gray area, and that's a little frustrating.
I can imagine, because obviously you've got the coaching staff's future in doubt, and you've got a whole lot of baseball players, 30-some baseball players whose futures are in doubt as well. Everyone kind of hangs in the balance over this whole thing. What has the support been like specifically for Cal baseball from the community as a whole and just that region as a whole since this whole thing was announced?
A pretty loud voice. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think that we've heard a resounding voice of people behind us, and it's yet to come to a call to action to actually put those voices into action to see if that something could be done, and it's going to be financial. But there's a lot of people upset about it, and more surprisingly, not just people affiliated with the program's cut, but maybe it's because the Giants have been so successful and baseball is just kind of on the radar and the awareness is high in this area. But when people found out that a baseball program was being cut, it really hit home for a lot of people.
And I know that you have a golf tournament and things like that going on this weekend, but obviously it's going to take a lot more than that to not only fund a baseball program, and the numbers that you see are roughly around $1 million a year, but when you're talking about these other sports as well, what does need to be done to be able to keep your program going out there?
Well,
from a fundraising standpoint, I guess.
Yeah, ultimately I think what needs to be done is we're going to have this program would have to work towards endowment, in which that is self-sufficient and funded on a yearly basis and on its own. that's where the ultimate goal for the program would have to be headed in order so that this never happens again. And basically just to have, you know, security. I don't think any program runs well and is set up for success if it's insecure about its existence, and we're certainly in that mode right now